is Sabrina B. from West LA.
Good evening. I'm Sabrina from West LA. I'm an alcoholic. Hi. When we drove up, we thought, boy, it's bright in here. So, yeah, we came down from L.A., Lori. Thank you for asking us to come. And we got on the freeway, you know, and road trip, here we go. And we get on the freeway, and we're stopped. But we got here in plenty of time, yeah. So, yeah, here we are, Saturday night. And that's good news. Good news. But it wasn't always good news. So I'm a 10-minute speaker. So here we go. So did drugs and alcohol through high school, college, came out here. I was high on cocaine and decided to go out to L.A. and came to San Diego and moved in with my aunt. And luckily, there was a cocaine dealer across the street, and the people living at my aunt's house were all bartenders, so the party was on. Good news. I remember one night staying up all night. I went to the beach to watch the sunrise, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, well, what's going on? Where's the sun? And I realized it was coming up from behind me. Welcome to the West Coast. So I went up to L.A. and was in the music business as a recording engineer, and the party was on. I don't know. I was already a drug addict and alcoholic, and that just really lined up well. And my life was good, you know, all the drugs, dated drug dealers, alcohol, we'd wait, you know, work till 2 in the morning until the bars opened at 6. It's normal life, work 20 hours, so who can say anything? We're working 20 hours a day. And after a while, though, I started noticing that it wasn't working as well. You know, for a while, it's just like, it's going down like, and I'm like, well, you know what? So I'm a drug addict and alcoholic, maybe. But I couldn't get off here. It just kept getting worse. And it wasn't working. Like, it wasn't doing what it needed to do. And I didn't know you could get sober. I didn't know anybody that gotten sober. It was quite a while ago. And I couldn't believe that I could not, that I wasn't smart, I'm very smart, that I couldn't figure it out. Like, now what? And now I'm getting desperate. So I go home to the East Coast, and I tell my divorced parents. My dad's an alcoholic. He gave me a psychiatrist. My mom said, I think maybe you're going to have to go to AA. And I think you're not going to be able to drink or use anymore. That just short-circuited my brain. Like, I can't stop for a day. That's it. That's what? What? So I'm going to AA, but I can't get a day. I can't. I'm going to AA every day, and I cannot get a day. And now I'm out of my mind. And you know, before this, I'm running through Venice with a little gun. You know, just. For some reason, I mean, that's how I was getting. My dog wouldn't even come here. I was all alone. My dog. Come here, dog. Come here, dog. No, dog's over it. So I call up the owner of the studio at 5 in the morning because I'm still at work, out of my mind. And now the gig's up. So I'm still going to meetings. I'm going to meetings, and I can't get a day. Desperate, so desperate. Finally, somebody catches up with me, and they said, how much time do you have? And I said, what time is it? He said, you know what? You're going to need to surrender to a higher power. I'm like, oh my God. This is insanity. Now that's insanity. What? I never heard it. I'd been going. I never heard it. That was like the first time I heard that. I'm like, that is that? Oh no. You guys don't have an answer. Oh no. That's your answer? Because if there was, I would have known. I would have known if there was something. So I didn't try this. It sounded like really a bad idea to even try. I don't even know what we're talking about, you know? So I'm still trying on my own. I'm trying. I can't stop. I cannot. Made it through Thanksgiving Day, but somebody brought out drugs at the end of the meal. It's on again. So finally, because I had no idea, I went to the safest place I know. And I don't know what we're talking about. I want to get my life together first before we're going to try God. So I go to the safest place, to my bed. And I go, like, surrender sounds like the last, that sounds like the worst idea ever in this moment, at this point. This is not surrender. Let's give up. I'm hanging on to my sanity by a fingernail. And I'm afraid to try that. I really am. But there was no alternative at this point. There was nothing left. And so I go, all right, if there is something, I have no idea what I'm doing. If there is something, I need help. And I got a minute. That was tough. It was tough. Got 2 minutes. Got my first day. And it was tough. That was a tough day. But I got a day. There. Really? Are you kidding me? Two days? 3. I couldn't. Now I can. And that was the only difference. That's the only thing that had happened. It was like jumping off a cliff. I don't think it's going to work. I jumped off. I said, if there is something, I need help. And I was like thinking lightning might strike me down. Probably not, but maybe, you know, probably nothing's going to happen. And then 30 days. Congratulations, Sarah, on 90 days. T28. Woo! When I got 30 days, that's the biggest time. That was like the biggest to me. I have over 30 years now, but 30 days? That this is possible. Something happened to me. The obsession got lifted. I've struggled with my feelings. It was tough to stand in line at the post office. You know? It was hard to do life. I didn't have those skills. I'd been getting loaded every day. I didn't have those skills. This higher power, I don't know what it is. I didn't know how to do it. I just did it. I just went for it to see. So that open-mindedness. And when I lean into that, miracles. The impossible happens. Who knew that life was for us? Who knew how good it could get? So yeah, so feelings and now, you know what? It's the thinking. That's the thinking. I have an issue with my thinking that tells me how to feel, that says that's reality. So now I work to center that mind. There's something here. Thank heaven somebody knew something. I went on to study spirituality. I just spent the last 4 years as a spiritual counselor in a treatment center. Are you kidding me? How did that happen? Who knew? You know, who knew? And what a good life. If I treat this every day, I have to treat this every day in the day that I'm in. And I know a little bit more about how to do that, but that's all the difference that there is between 30 days, 90 days, treating this in the day that we're in, and then freedom, infinite possibility, as good as I can stand it, as good as I can stand it. It'll get as good as I can grow and be able to stand it even better, to be comfortable for it to be even better. Change. I got to be a little uncomfortable to grow and be more comfortable. And today, when my friends leave messages, it sounds like I'm dying on my voicemail because they are saying such beautiful things. You know, so if you're in treatment, if you've been doing this, if it's starting to be a lifestyle, please, please, please come out from among them. Come out from among them. I didn't know that there's a whole nother level of living. I didn't know I was going to like this. I thought life was over. I didn't know how much better. There's so much love here. There's something that happens in here. Lean into the people. Lean into the people that have done this, that know something. You know, I hung in tight with a group. You know, we just shuttled around and we hung out. I met the main speaker all those years ago when we were getting clean. We still know each other. Lori was there, you know. And there's strength in numbers. I'm down, you're up, you're reminding me. And then always, whatever that is, that higher power has never, ever, 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 ever let me down. And life just keeps getting better and better. Thank you.